Hello, welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing the recipe for Nutella pastry twists. Nutella pastry twists are a fun, versatile treat that could be served as an appetizer for your next party, an on-the-go breakfast, added to your brunch bread, or paired with a scoop of ice cream for dessert. There are just so many delicious ways to enjoy them. They also come together super easily in just 30 minutes. Because you use puff pastry, it takes very few ingredients to make these Nutella twists. You still get that light, flaky pastry, but there's no need to make handmade dough from scratch. Simply pull your puff pastry out of the freezer and give it time to thaw. For best results, you can place your puff pastry in the refrigerator overnight so that it becomes easy to work with without being too soft. But in a pinch, you can leave it out on the countertop to thaw, but keep a close eye on it so it's not getting too warm. There's nothing better than an easy dessert recipe, except maybe an easy dessert recipe with Nutella. I think most of us can agree on our deep love for this hazelnut spread. And these pastry twists make Nutella the star of the show and really highlight how useful and delicious this dessert spread is. Nutella is such a delicious and useful ingredient. It brings in sugar, chocolate, and nuts with just one simple ingredient. If you're looking for more desserts you can make with Nutella, try the recipes on our site for Nutella bread or Nutella brownies. Because of the Nutella, you can make the brownies with just three ingredients and they're unbelievably delicious and fudgy. If you can't get enough of these Nutella pastry twists, there are a lot of fun variations you can try the next time you make them. First, you can add even more chocolate. Try adding chocolate shavings or dark chocolate chips to the Nutella spread before baking, or once you finish baking, drizzle chocolate over the top and let it harden. This might be the ideal treat for any true chocoholics out there. Another easy add-in is nuts. Sprinkle crushed or chopped hazelnuts or slivered almonds to the Nutella spread for an extra crunch. You can also try espresso. Mix in 1 to 2 tablespoons of espresso to your spread. The coffee enhances the chocolate flavor in a way that's really delicious. And finally, if you're interested in a fruity flavor for your pastry, try adding a fruit jam to the spread. Strawberry or raspberry would complement it especially well. Once you've made these pastries, they'll stay good in a storage container for up to a week. If you store them in the refrigerator, you'll extend the freshness of the twists for up to 2 weeks. Or for even longer, put them in a freezer-safe storage bag or container, and they'll stay fresh in the freezer for up to 3 months. These pastries are so easy to make, they'd be great to have in the freezer, ready to go for your next brunch or party. Okay, we keep bragging about how easy they are, so let's get into the recipe for how to make these simple Nutella pastry twists. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Then line a baking sheet with parchment paper and lightly grease it with a cooking spray. Unfold one sheet of your puff pastry onto a lightly floured work surface. Using a rolling pin, lightly roll the pastry to seal together any folds. Then spread 1 cup Nutella onto the flattened puff pastry dough. Flatten your second sheet of puff pastry dough and place it over the top of the first sheet. Cut the dough into 1-inch wide strips and shape each strip into a twist and place it on the baking sheet. In a small bowl, whisk 1 egg, then brush it onto the twists. Sprinkle the twists with sanding sugar if desired. Then just bake them for 15 to 18 minutes. You'll want to keep an eye on them and take them out when they're golden brown. Remove the twists from the oven and allow them to cool for at least 5 minutes on the baking sheet before serving. If you've made our recipe for Nutella pastry twists, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog to let us know how you liked it. If you've taken a picture and want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. We'd love to see how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.